Edwards campaigned hard in Wisconsin during the February primary, losing to Kerry by just 6 percentage points. He did particularly well in some traditionally Republican Milwaukee suburbs. Political columnist John Nichols of the Capital Times says the Kerry campaign could make good use of that appeal in Wisconsin to shift the balance in what promises to be a close race.
If they aim him in the right direction, sending him out to some of those swing areas, some of those more Republican areas, and if he does a good job of it, he could take a state like Wisconsin out of the battleground zone, could make it not a swing state anymore and actually move it over pretty comfortably to a Kerry state.
But state GOP chair Rick Graber says the Edwards choice won't change the race in Wisconsin much. He says voters are focused on the top of the ticket.
So it will be a George Bush, John Kerry decision. Having said that, I think as people really start to focus on the Edwards record, what you're going to see is a very clear distinction between the two tickets. You have a very, very liberal Democratic ticket.
Still, observers like UW La Crosse political science professor Joe Heim say the Edwards choice was both logical and safe for Kerry. Most importantly, he says Edwards' upbeat speaking style may add some excitement to the race.
Let's face it, Kerry's a little on the boring side. Kerry is not the kind of person that seems to energize Democratic, the loyalists. And I think Edwards actually has a little more potential for doing that.
Heim says there is one drawback to Kerry's choice of Edwards. Both are senators and will have to defend themselves against charges of being Washington insiders. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.